Good afternoon, everyone. I've thought about this story for quite a while, and there's a story in the Gospels that I'm sure that we've all read, but we need to look at again. It is a story that isn't told often enough that I believe. It is a story that is commanded to be told wherever the gospel of the kingdom of God is preached. So let's turn over to Mark 14:3 to start off with. Mark 14:3. Verse 3, in Christ being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the meal, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, "Why was this waste of ointment made?" Verse 5, for it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why trouble you her? She has wrought a good work unto me. For you have the poor with you always, and whensoever you may do good to them. But me you have not always." Verse 8, she has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Truly I say unto you, wheresoever the gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Later, the Apostle John, decades later, tells us who this woman was and indicates that it was a story that was well known and that they were following Christ's command to tell this story of what she had done. For those who like titles, I've titled this The Other Mary. This Mary, which John tells us, is the sister of Martha and Lazarus, the brother who he raised from the dead. There are several Marys mentioned in the gospel, including Christ's mother, Mary, Mary Magdalene, and there's others who even seem to be sisters named Mary. This Mary seems to be someone special or important to Christ and the only one he commanded to be remembered. As we go through this story, we need to figure out why she was special to him. So let's turn over to Luke 10, verse 38, to begin the story. Luke 10, verse 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village. This would be Christ and his disciples. And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Verse 39, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. But Martha was cumbered with much serving and came to him and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she helps me." In other words, Martha was encumbered or distracted with all of her serving that she wasn't listening to what Christ had to say. In verse 41, Jesus answered her and said, "Martha, Martha, you are careful or anxious and troubled or otherwise disturbed about many things." Verse 42, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Mary had her priorities straight and chose to listen to what Jesus taught. She chose the spiritual things that couldn't be taken from her. And this is also the first time that Christ defended her from a critic. A couple of things of interest in these verses is that Martha appears to be the oldest because she invited Jesus to her house, and there are no parents mentioned in any of the gospel accounts of this family. So to continue the story chronologically, let's turn to John 11:1. John 11:1. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Of note, Mary is mentioned here first, not Martha. Verse 2, it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent unto Christ, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." The word love here is philet, Ao, brotherly love, or the love of a dear friend. In verse 4, when Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Now, this word love is agapo, to love in a social or moral sense, to be fond of, to love dearly. And to love dearly would seem to be the closest meaning here. After this, Lazarus died. Then we pick up in verse 17. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had laid in the grave 4 days already. Now, Bethany was near unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. That would be about 1.5 to 2 miles to the southeast of Jerusalem, on the other side of the Mount of Olives, on the road to Jericho. Verse 19, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Verse 20, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary stayed in the house. Afterward, Martha came back to Bethany, verse 28, and called Mary secretly and said, the master has come and calls for you. It is interesting that he requested her to come to him. Verse 29, as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. The Jews which then were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out and followed her, saying, she goes to the grave to weep there. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not died. Verse 33, then Jesus therefore saw her weeping. Actually, the word is more like sobbing. And the Jews also were weeping and wailing with her, came with her. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Verse 35, Jesus wept. Now he felt their sorrow, and I suspect Mary's especially, and cried, even though he knew that he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. Verse 45, then many of the Jews which came to or with Mary and had seen these things which Jesus did believed on him. From these verses, we can see that they had many friends in Jerusalem. Mary was more like than Martha, because the friends followed Mary when she left to go see Jesus, not Martha. Jesus loved all three of these siblings. Despite her problems, Martha knew who he was and what he could do, but not quite fully. Let's turn to the next chapter to finish the story, John 12:1. John 12, verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. Then 2 days before the Passover, verse 2, there they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Verse 4. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which had betrayed him, or should betray him, why was this ointment not sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Now this 300 pence for this oil was actually equal to 1 year's labor at that time. In U.S. dollars, this would be somewhere between $20,000 and $40,000 today. Now think about that for a moment. Would you pay $40,000 for what was actually just a pint of oil that was perfumed to pour on someone because they were going to die? This was actually a very large sum for a young woman to have. Verse 6. This he, Judas, said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the bag, or the money bag, and bear what was put in there. Verse 7, then Jesus said, let her alone. Against the day of my burying, she has kept this. She believed Jesus when he said he was going to be crucified, and made this offering to him when she could before his death. It implies that she knew for a while that he was going to be killed and had acquired or saved this ointment for this moment. Verse 8, for the poor always you have with you, but me you have not always. This is the second time he defended her from a critic. Now what can we learn from Mary that made her so special to him? One, she had her priorities straight. in order. She wanted to listen to what Jesus had to say. Two, she believed him. She believed what he said. Three, she gave him an offering of great value in preparation to his death and burial. Four, I would say that she loved him dearly. And maybe that is why she isn't mentioned being at the crucifixion. It might have been very hard or too hard for her to watch. We won't turn to it, but in Matthew 26, verse 13, Christ gave us a command until he returns. And I will paraphrase it here. Truly I say unto you, wherever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there is also this shall be told to this woman, what she has done as a memorial to her. This is the Mary that Christ wanted to be remembered.